7.
Of the airwaves, if you'd like. Bring off whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have on our site. Again, freetalklive.com. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with us? You just submit it as show prep, and you'll be also sharing it with all the other listeners, more importantly. You submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page on our website, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site, where more people, including the host of the show, will be likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. And in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Daryl.
All right. Daryl, you and I were back in court today. And it was a court-filled week for me.
Three out of 5 days.
You and I were both in court almost all week this week. And you work a job, too. So how you managed to make that work, I don't know.
I actually have to go to work in like 8 hours. So,
were either of you part of the legal proceedings, or you're just spectators?
On Wednesday, it was my case down in Palmer. Thursday and Friday, it was the Occupy New Hampshire trespass case in Manchester. So, I was only part of the proceeding, and Daryl, we were only part of the proceedings in that we were the media at the event. We were recording the trial. So, I guess that technically made us part of the proceedings. The judge did speak to us. He addressed us.
I approached the bench to show him my paperwork that says that I am media, and I get to have a camera and use it.
Yep. So we talked in detail yesterday about what happened yesterday. If you would like to review that, you can go to freetalklive.com and download that episode. But just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in tonight, Occupy New Hampshire was happening, obviously, at around the same time in late 2011 as Occupy Wall Street and the various other Occupies that were going on. For those who have been living under a rock, Daryl, how would you describe Occupy?
I would describe Occupy as a group of people who saw the other half of the picture that the Tea Partiers missed.
Hmm.
And I say that because the Tea Partiers were only upset about certain government spending. And the Occupiers were upset, rightfully so, over the corporate influence over the government.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those two groups saw part of the picture, but neither group saw the whole picture.
The whole picture being the idea that the state is violence and that if you've got a problem in the world, they're probably the last group you want to turn to solve it.
Right. Well, and I'm sure you've seen the picture. I'm sure a lot of the listeners have seen the picture where there's the one big giant building with two sets of entrances, and one says big banks, the other says big government.
Mm-hmm.
And each set of entryways has protesters outside. It's sort of like that, to where, you know, they're not seeing that the two things are
connected. Yeah.
Big government is connected to big corporations, and big corporations are connected to big government.
Well, I think both of the movements changed, because I think both of them started out as pro-freedom movements seeking less control by the state, and then I think it sort of, as they expanded and got bigger, I think it sort of, I don't know what happened, but it became more about control. Whereas I would think
somewhat,
Occupy,
yeah.
I thought of it as more, you know, protesting wars and whatnot. But then it seemed like the bigger the movement got and the more popular it got, more people were coming out who were politically inclined, who were going to ask the state for, you know, pay for our college and whatever.
And we need the government to regulate the corporations so that the corporations can't give money to the government to ask for favors. Well, that's how regulations started. was one big company went to the government and said, hey, help me protect my business.
I heard that corporations started when there were public goods that needed to be taken care of.
Regulations.
I'm sorry.
Started because businesses went and asked for protection.
From competition, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's the effective point of regulations, is not to actually keep consumers safe or happy. It's to keep the existing business owners safe from new upstarts who have innovative ideas and fresh money to bring to the table, and keep them happy by guaranteeing them business from customers.
Well, Ian, right. You have to protect American jobs. And it's good for the economy if the mom and pop stay in business.
Generally, the corporations, the bigger corporations, tend to benefit the most from these regulations. Although, to be fair, mom and pops in most cases are also very happy to receive some regulatory burdens because they do realize that will benefit them as far as preventing competition. I remember there was a restaurant board in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm originally from, that, you know, had a lot of the longtime restaurateurs on board, and, you know, those guys were all locals. They weren't the corporate GMs or anything like that. So, Occupy, it was big. It's pretty much dead now.
Yes.
Maybe there's still somebody somewhere doing some Occupy stuff, but it's certainly not making the headlines.
Occupying it one hour at a time.
They are occupying Keene, sort of. There's the guys
1 hour a day
that go out at noon every day, and they hold signs at Central Square. But that's pretty, you know, that's pretty consistent.
They're still doing it.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
And it's turned into sort of what Allie was saying, like a broader sort of message,
yeah,
to where instead of just we are the 99%, now they're holding signs that are opposed to the NRA and opposed to gun rights and opposed to other things that weren't part of the original Occupy message.
Yeah, the Occupy Keene group on Facebook has died off, basically. I posted a message about the Occupy New Hampshire trial that you and I attended, Daryl, and no one responded to it there. And this is, you know, this is a big deal. I mean, this trial was pretty important, I think. It's the only trial that I know of that affects the occupiers in New Hampshire. There was the other trial, which there were other trials that involved the occupiers who'd received summons or they'd received
citations
for being in the park. See, what happened was they were all in a park in Manchester. This was where the Occupy New Hampshire was going on. They were told to leave the park after having been there for a couple of days.
5 days.
The police used their discretion, as they admitted on the stand, and they ignored the fact that they had spent a few overnights there, and then one day decided they were just going to go ahead and crack down and get them out of the park. So the people that refused to leave were given a citation, meaning that they were charged with a city ordinance violation of being in the park after hours, after curfew at the park, which is 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. The people who then were arrested were the ones who had received a citation and then refused to leave. So the idea is, once you've been cited, then if you continue to stay in the park, then you're trespassing. So it wasn't trespassing until you'd been cited. They gave people a chance to leave. Everyone who wanted to leave then left. They then, you know, they say they gave them multiple chances, but at some point they then wrote the citations for everybody else left in the park. Then the people with the citations, for the most part, left, and there was a handful of folks that stayed. Those are the people that were on trial for
three. There were five people that were arrested.
Right.
Three were on trial. One of the others attempted to have their trial conjoined with the one that we went to,
mm-hmm,
but for some reason they missed the jury selection.
They were late, yeah.
So they weren't able to get conjoined to this trial. But that person will have their own trial.
That's interesting.
And the fifth individual apparently has sort of skipped town.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
So that's what was going on today. It was day two of two, and the video is complete. I've got over 5 hours of footage from both day one and day two. It is encoding as we speak. It's at about 5%, so it's going to take a good chunk of the night to encode this thing, and then we'll have to upload it to YouTube. But We've actually got audio from this video to play for you tonight because it's easy to get audio. Video takes a lot more effort to get online. This audio is not online yet, but you'll hear it here first. It's actually an interview with one of the jurors in this case, and we haven't told you the verdict yet. It's coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like. 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, the toll-free number here tonight brought to you by SACL CAI. They are our longtime phone sponsor, longtime backer of this show, and they are a company that handles accounts receivable, meaning that they can get your money back for you. You got people that owe you money. It's no good to spend time when you're wanting to run your business trying to collect. Well, SACL can help you, and they'll treat you and your customers with respect so you can actually get your money back and keep your customers in the future, too. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It is the one on the top on the right-hand side of the page over at, go visit them, SACL, C-A-I. So, 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, I didn't mention this previously, but we are on Skype as well. So send us a contact request. I'm approving them now. Anybody sending a request, you will be approved, and then we will get you on the air. But if you call at 1241 in the morning, that's probably not going to work for you. Somebody called last night as I was getting ready to go to sleep because we had to get up early this morning for this trial that we went to. You have to call during the actual live show. And here we are. So 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, we will be able to take your calls on Skype or at 855-453. The Skype username you want to use is lrn.fm. So Daryl and I, as well as a number of other folks from Keene and Manchester, showed up at Manchester's Superior Court. It's actually called Hillsborough Superior Court North today for the second and final day of the Occupy New Hampshire Trespassive 3 trial, where three individuals who had stood up for their rights and your rights, by the way, you may not, you know, you may tell yourself you don't agree with Occupy, you don't like what they stand for. I submit that you probably don't know what they stand for because they are a group of individuals and they all think different things and they all stand for different things. But nonetheless, they were standing up for your rights today. If you treasure or value the right to free speech, if you value the right to assemble peaceably, these were the rights that these folks were standing up for when they were arrested back in late 2011 at the park.
So they were cited before they were arrested, and they were only cited for being in the park past park hours, correct?
Yes.
It wasn't that they were breaking any other rules. It was just simply a matter of being there at the wrong time.
You are correct.
Yes. Yes.
And so they stayed at the park. They then were arrested for trespass. Criminal trespass. Which is, I don't know, do they have a non-criminal trespass? But they...
Good question.
They always put the word
there
criminal.
There must be if there's just a... Maybe there's civil trespass?
I think they put the word criminal in front of it because it makes it sound worse.
Yeah.
It makes you sound like you're a bad guy if you've got criminal trespass, whereas if it's just trespass, you know, maybe it was an accident or something like that. In this case, it definitely was not an accident. They intended to stay in that park because, you know what? They believe they have the right to free speech and the right to peaceably assemble to redress their grievances to these people in the government. And that's what was going on with Occupy. And as they pointed out during their trial, the purpose of Occupy was to occupy the place at all times, not just when they were allowed to, not just when they were told, oh, well, the park's closed from 11 to 7 o'clock, 11 at night to 7 a.m., so you can't be here. You can only come out 16 hours a day. You've got to go home now. Well, no, the idea is we're here all the time because they're that serious about occupying. They're that serious about getting attention for their message and getting their ideas out. And they felt that being there 24/7 would be more, interesting. It would be more, discussion generating. People would be
It would show more dedication.
That. Yeah, more right, because it was also kind of cold.
Yeah.
You're in New Hampshire.
October 19th of 2011.
It's not the dead of winter, but it's still cold in New Hampshire at nighttime in October.
Well, also, I mean, the whole idea behind a protest or whatever Occupy is, I'd say it's a protest. You don't go home because the cops tell you to. I mean, I'm not saying that it should be super rambunctious or you should, be completely lawless or anything, but the point of public property is part of its selling point is, oh, this is where people can come and redress their grievances to the government if that's necessary. And that's all they're doing. It's not like the park can put up hours and say, no, this public property is not a free speech zone at this point anymore. It's like you pay for it 24/7. You should be able to be there.
Yeah, and two things. First, the police officer that testified, which was the state's only witness, testified that when the occupiers actually did leave, the park was cleaner than he had ever seen it.
Wow.
And he did also testify that they were a peaceable assembly.
Yes.
Like the defense attorney asked him a question about that, and he answered it, you know, using the constitutional language. But these are all things that happened yesterday. So today, again, if you want to know what more about the testimony and who testified and what happened, you can review last night's show, or you can just wait, and eventually we'll put the full trial video up over at freekeen.com. We'll link to it on the Free Talk Live Facebook.
The other thing I wanted to say is one of the defendants said, when asked why he didn't leave, he said leaving would have sent the message that I only have the right to speak out when it's convenient for those in power.
Yep.
Yep.
Which I think it's a perfect way to put it. If there are limits on your free speech and you abide by those limits, then you are agreeing that your speech is only free when it's convenient for those in power.
I don't know if you're agreeing, but yeah, you're succumbing to them.
You're assenting?
Assenting.
And that's a bad statement to make. That's a bad deal. And because if you agree to do it when they say you can do it, well then, maybe they'll make the park open 12 hours a day. Maybe the park will only be open on weekdays.
That's
maybe
why I've never gotten a permit for any protest I've ever had.
Me too. A lot of people feel like they've got to get a permit to go out on the public ground and do their thing, but I say that's the worst thing that you can do, because as soon as you ask permission, you aren't exercising a right. You are begging. You're entreating, you're supplicating yourself. You're saying to these bureaucrats that basically, I don't really believe I have these rights. I believe I need to ask your permission to do these things. And if you tell me no, I'm going to be sad. I'll probably tell my friends how bad you are for telling me no, and that's really not nice of you, but I'm going to do what you say, and I'm not going to show up. And that's, you've crushed your free speech before you even got out of the gate.
And that was one of my big complaints about the Tea Party groups, is that every Tea Party group that I know of that ever held a rally anywhere ever got a permit to do so.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go get a permit from a government to then tell the government I'm upset with you?
Or to wave any sign about liberty or freedom or whatever, which was, certainly the theme of some of the people at these tea parties.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Your thoughts on the Occupy movement? You're certainly welcome. It's still relevant, I think, today. And you even though they don't really exist in any significant manner like they used to. 855-450-FREE, and more about what happened with the closing statements today and the verdict coming up.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, and Grave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about Occupy New Hampshire. The trial of the Trespassive 3 continued today and wrapped out. The verdict came in. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. Also, you need to know how to get bitcoins, right? Because maybe you finally noticed these things are over $70 a piece. They've more than doubled in value in the last month. And over the last year, they've decupled in value. They've gone up 1,000% in value. Now, that doesn't mean anything for what's going to happen tomorrow. They could fall off a cliff tomorrow. They could drop to $40. Who knows what they'll do?
$69.32 right now.
There you go. Below 70 now. So you never know what's going to happen, but what you do know is that bitcoins are a really cool idea. They're hitting it big. The market's value is an indicator of that, people find these things useful. They find them valuable. They find them secure because they are all of those things. They're secure. They're safe. It's a quick, easy way to transfer money anywhere across the world to anyone with an internet connection. It's decentralized. It can't be taken out by the state. And that's one of the reasons why, to me, it's incredibly valuable. Because if it can help you avoid the state and their taxes and their regulations and the banks, you were talking about the big corporate banks earlier, if you can avoid all those by using bitcoins, that's incredibly valuable. So if you're ready to go and get some of them, go to BitInstant.com. They have locations to which you can physically go. You can use Dwolla and some online options if you'd like. But they actually have physical locations all around the world in something like 10 countries where you can go and actually it looks like more than 10 countries now. They've expanded the list. You can go to various different places like Walmart, CVS, Jewel-Osco, Albertsons. and you can actually give cash to a cashier and get bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet in return. Bitinstant.com makes it easy. Again, that's bitinstant.com. So, we are talking about Occupy New Hampshire and the people that were on trial today. It's hard for me to get my hopes up about juries because I've just been beaten down so hard by various different jury decisions over the years here, being an activist with the I'm a Free State Project participant, as the two of you are. That means that we all moved to New Hampshire to get together with other people that love liberty and get active. And I've been to a number of trials over the last few years, jury trials to be specific, and no one's ever won.
I've had my heart broken by juries so many times that I'm not a big optimist when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah. Were you a defendant in any of those cases?
No.
Just paying attention to them.
Just watching, seeing people. Luckily, I've never been taken to court.
I hope that continues for you, Alia, because while it's an interesting experience, it's certainly not necessarily fun. It was guilty.
Wow.
Today's verdict of the three guilty verdicts for the three people that were on trial for so-called criminal trespass. Criminal trespass, these charges were misdemeanor trespass charges. To be specific,
yes.
They were Class A misdemeanor, which is why they were able to get a jury trial. And Class A also means that they were facing up to a year in jail as a result of this. The jury took about 50 minutes to deliberate, so just under an hour. And they came back with a verdict. We managed to actually get one of the jurors to tell us more, and we're going to play that audio here for you in a little bit. But I guess we should jump back a little bit to the I didn't want to tease that much longer. We should jump back to the closing statements. Yeah. Daryl, observations that you want to share?
I actually have posted an article on freekeen.com, and the title is Occupy the Jury Trial, which, it's sort of a double meaning there, because we were, in a way, occupying a jury trial, and Occupy had a jury trial. And I took not extensive, but I took fairly good notes throughout the trial, which made what I believe to be a very good article about the trial.
Were you able to record the entire thing, or were you told
yes.
to turn off your camera sometimes?
I was able to record the entire thing. In fact, we even went on a little field trip during the trial out to the park to tour it, and I was able to record that as well. So the only thing you can't do, really, is record the jury. So I can't point the camera at them, but that's about it.
That's the most interesting part. I mean, when I've been to watch trials, I'm always like, oh, I wonder if the jury's affected by
watching
that
their
statement.
Faces.
Yeah, watching their reactions and everything. And then that gets my hope up, because I really think that they've been particularly moved by an activist's passion.
Some of them were crying. I mean,
yesterday
during testimony, during one of the occupiers, when one of the defendants took the stand and testified, they said, the people that were watching the jury said there were like four of them that cried during this. It seemed like they were being moved by things, but you can't let them fool you, man. They don't, just because they seem like they're connecting with you or they seem humane or whatever, doesn't seem to factor into the final decision in this case.
Especially when the state's prostituting attorney is the one that gets to close with the final statement.
That really, I think,
before the judge then gives his very contradictory list of instructions.
Yep.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but I certainly did. The judge began his instructions by saying, "You will judge the facts based on the law as I give it to you."
Mm-hmm.
And then about 15 minutes later, because it was roughly 20 minutes of jury instructions, about 15 minutes later, he said, "If you believe that it will be fair to render a not guilty verdict because your conscience says that the law, is unjust," that's a paraphrase. I forget the exact wording. But later on, he says, "You can give a not guilty verdict if you think that would be fair." But repeatedly, he said, "You will not judge based on sympathy. You will not judge based on this or that. And you will judge based on the facts and as they apply to the law as I give it to you." But then later...
Standard.
Well,
those are standard,
can,
by the way. Those jury instructions are pretty standard at pretty much everywhere.
Right. But the thing is, New Hampshire allows the judge to give the jury nullification instructions.
Right, which is why he had that.
Which means that they totally need to rewrite the beginning of the jury instructions.
Can the legislature do that?
What, rewrite the jury instructions?
Yeah.
I don't see why they can't if they have enough authority to say that the judge has to or is allowed to
right, I think the
tell
judge,
the jury about jury nullification.
I think the judge will only talk about jury. Use that line that you mentioned where if you feel that it would be best to find them not guilty, then you can do that, or whatever the exact line is, that you have to motion for that as an attorney. You have to submit that jury instruction as an attorney.
Right, but what I'm saying is the way that it's worded is the jurors get conflicting information.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just rewording everything to where it makes sense, because I was getting confused and I knew what the judge was trying to say. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what half of the uneducated people on the jury pool were mm-hmm. thinking.
Well, right. I don't think that the way to get a fair verdict is necessarily taking a group of random people or selected people and having them all vote and have to be in unanimous agreement. Like, that doesn't necessarily, that's not how I would set up, like, a justice system.
Right.
But I think that maybe, for what I took from what you said the directions were, and I don't know, it was probably confusing, but it sounds like he's saying remove your bias. You can judge it based on how you feel about the law. You can say not guilty if you just don't like the law. But don't let your bias towards this person, like, affect you. Like, if the person has a really sad sob story, don't let that make you say not guilty if they are really doing wrong.
Right. Well, and to sort of quote one of the defendants, I broke the law, but I did nothing wrong.
855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We'll talk more about the case here in moments. It's not the only jury trial, as I understand it, that occupiers have received nationwide, but it is one of the ones where they were found guilty. 855 450 free. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the number. And you can reach us on Skype. Username there for you, LRN.FM. So connect with us there. If you want to talk about Occupy, you can do that. Or you can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We've been recounting for you and for Allie, who was not able to attend today, the Occupy Manchester, or rather Occupy New Hampshire, as it was called, Trespassive 3, as I labeled them yesterday, trial, where three individuals who were arrested for criminal trespass in the Manchester Veterans Park, which is pretty much right in the heart of downtown Manchester, right next door to the courthouse that we were in. The trial lasted a full day and then a morning this morning. There were closing statements today. And as you pointed out, Daryl, one of the problems that we have here in New Hampshire, we're here for the Free State Project, which you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But I think a lot of people jump to the conclusion that, oh, so you're saying New Hampshire's a free state, huh? Well, no, it's not a free state. And, of course, that's an oxymoron.
It's the need for the project.
But, yeah, it's a project. We're working on getting more freedom here. There are some serious issues. And one of those issues is that when you go to trial, the defense is not last to speak. It's the prosecutor who gets to go last in the closing statements.
Do you think that's super significant?
I believe it absolutely is, because it means you don't have a chance to rebut them. So you, your attorney, or you, if you're representing yourself in court, you go and make the points you're going to make, and all you can do is try to predict what the prosecutor will say. You could try in advance to, you know, say, well, the prosecutor may say this, and, you know, then try to address whatever it is you think the prosecutor is going to say in their closing statement. But ultimately, whatever they say, you have no way of responding to it. Once that prosecutor's done with their closing statement, it goes to deliberations, and that's it.
Did the prosecution say that if you let these people, if you find them not guilty, then you are anti-Americans and it will be chaos?
They didn't say anti-American, but they did mention anarchy and that everybody would then want to camp in the parks.
Right, and don't forget about the grass, Daryl.
And, oh yeah, we have to have a curfew because otherwise people would be on the grass 24 hours a day because they passed this curfew ordinance mm-hmm. in 1971 for a reason. Notice 1971, not 1791. Mm-hmm. 1970, which means before 1971, there was no ordinance restricting the hours that people could use the public parks. And there were not problems with people camping out
in
the public parks.
Well, the 70s came up and, you know, what happened then? A bunch of hippies in the park, they had to pass a law.
Actually, that was probably mostly over by 1971. But
yeah.
Oh.
But
the claim was that the grass would be ruined in the parks if people were able to be there at all hours of the day.
Well there was that, and also the claim was made that if you overturn this, then you're overturning every rule. There are no rules then.
It's the same argument they made during the Adamo trial as well. It's
because
the same courthouse.
Then all you have to do is say, I'm doing this to exercise my free speech. And you can murder people in the sidewalk.
Right. It's like that the laws protecting the grass are as important as the laws protecting people from being murdered.
Right. And they kept mentioning vandalism and littering and assaulting people.
As though they don't have laws against that.
Right.
And they need to have a curfew.
We have to have a curfew
to
prevent vandalism. And if you look, the I guess it's the information booth or the restrooms that are all the way on the far end of Veterans Park that's visible from the backside of the Superior Court building,
mm-hmm.
you will notice a large thing of where somebody had vandalized the back end of that building.
I saw that, yeah.
But yet, they've not painted over it. But we have to make sure that people can't protest at 11:05 p.m. to prevent vandalism.
Yeah, their whole argument was absolutely ridiculous. But apparently, we're the only ones who think that because this jury came back with guilty verdicts for all three of the people in this case, despite Barbara Keshen, who's the head ACLU attorney, by the way, in New Hampshire, despite her being, I think she did a decent job defending these guys. She talked about how as far as laws go, she started out her closing statement by talking about mountains and pebbles and saying that the constitutions are the mountain as far as law, and then the city ordinances are the pebbles. You know, which one's more important? Is it the mountain or the pebble? Which one are you going to rule in favor of today?
And she actually asked the question to the jury. She said, who actually broke the law? The defendants or the cops who violated the Constitution and trampled on their rights?
I was really happy with that.
I was very happy with that. And then the prostituting attorney came up and basically made all of her little lies and bad-mouthing.
What lies did she make?
I forget what they were. But she made claims about the defendants want you to ignore laws. The defendants want you to this and that. And the final statement that I have written down from the prosecutor is that the defendants could have gone about things differently and they should have used the quote-unquote
the system,
the proper channels.
Right.
Well, the last time I checked, going through the judicial system was one of the proper channels.
Sure. That's a great point. And one of the points that was made during testimony was that they have gone through the channels. They have, protested in other places. They have asked the representatives to change things. They have, written letters to the editor. They've done all
voted.
Those things. They voted. They've done all these things. And Occupy was an outgrowth from the failure of all of that. It was people coming together and saying, we are frustrated with this system. We want to see changes. We don't know how to do it. This system doesn't change because we want it to. We don't know what to do. So we're going to get together in the park and we're going to talk talk until we figure something out. And we're going to reach out to people and let them know that we're frustrated too and see if they feel the same way. So the whole point of Occupy was that they'd run out of those ideas, that they'd gone through all that already. And the last thing the prosecutor said in her closing statement was something to the effect of, they're not unique, they're not special,
yes,
they're guilty.
Whoa.
Yeah, that
what
was
that
the very last
mean?
Thing she said. And something else she said, and this is
well,
one
hold
of
hold
the...
on, what she asked what it means. What it, the context of that is that the prosecutor was trying to make it look like these people want to be made an exception for in the law.
They want you to think that they're special and unique. And that's something that she referenced in her opening statement, was these people want you to think that they're special and unique. And so her closing was, they're not special and unique. She also said that...
And Barbara Keshen, the ACLU attorney, pointed out that they are special and unique because they're the only ones out of a group of what was probably a couple hundred people who stayed in that park and stood up for their principles, yeah, which by default is them standing up for your rights.
Yes.
You didn't have to be there. They stood up for your rights all alone in that park, and that makes them very special and very unique and heroic in my book.
And one of the other lies that the prostituting attorney said, she said, while they were protesting, they were saying things like, we are the 99%, claiming that 1% of the people get special treatment. They want you to treat them like the 1%. They want you to give them special treatment and allow them to do whatever they want to, whenever they want to do it.
I bet when she thought of that one, she gave herself a big pat on the back.
And your tone of voice, Daryl, is sort of like the prosecutor. She's real, nasty, snide, mean tone of voice. She's a real, she's a real see you next Tuesday kind of lady. And
somebody described her as Wednesday Addams.
She comes off as so, just so nasty. I can't imagine why the jury, made any kind of connection with her, that she resonated with them, unless they like this, demeanor of the authoritarian bureaucrat. Because that's who this woman was in court both days, is this mean authoritarian bureaucrat. And basically that was her, like as though she were the administrator of a school or a teacher in a classroom punishing somebody, was basically how she handled this this trial. She had a nasty look on her face as she was looking at the jury, and yet they still found in favor of the prosecution, and they found these people guilty. And all they did was hang out in a park after 11 o'clock and hold some signs.
So we did find out some interesting info about a couple of the jurors.
Oh, that's good.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number two's next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.